Today's daf is Yumadav Samach. We left off at the bottom of Nuntes Amud Beis, very short Amud Beis. We left off right towards the bottom, the last lines on the page. But really, we'll just go over the last Gemara. So the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, of Nuntes Amud Aleph, the Gemara discussed that there was a machlokes between Reb Meir and Shimon versus the Chachamim, whether or not there's Me'ila on the dam that comes out of the Amma, the canal, from the Beis Hamikdash into Nachal Kidron. Is there Me'il on that dam, or is there no Me'il on that dam? The Gemara says, top of a base, everyone agrees there's no Me'il on a biblical level. The whole discussion is there Me'il on a rabbinic level? Is there Me'il midrabban? Everyone agrees midrash says there's no Me'il. Menani Me'il. How do we know? What's the source that there's no Me'il on dam? That dam does not have Me'il. What's the source on the rice level? So the Gemara we spoke outside, we read it inside yesterday. The Gemara gave three sources. First, the Gemara brought a source. Ula says, Amar kol lachem, the pasuk says lachem for you, no mila. The dam is for you, no mila. The Beir B'Shimon in the Beis Medrash B'Shimon they taught lechaper that lechapara the dam is for kapara and not for mila. A miyat, there's no mila on it. So that's two different sources. One's from lachem, one's from lechaper. The source we're going to focus on the most is the third and final source. Rabbi Yechanan says the pasuk says who, and who tells me who always connotes that it is the way it was, it is the way it will be. Who connotes like a certain consistency? So we say that the dam has the same status lefnei kapara, before you get the kapara, and the same status after kapara. After kapara, we take for granted there's no me'ila. So to before kapara, there's no me'ila. So we learn from the word who there's no me'ila. Ask the Gemara, maybe go the other way. Maybe compare before kapara to after kapara and say, just like before kapara there is me'ila, so to after kapara there will remain, even if you do zrika, there will remain an iser me'ila on the dam. Maybe go the opposite direction. Says the Gemara, this is the last Gemara we left off with. We'll read it inside now. So the Gemara said, there's no such thing. This is the last line of the page. We don't find a concept where a mitzvah is completed. When you completed the mitzvah and there's still me'ila, once the mitzvah is done, there's not going to be me'ila on this on the item, and therefore on the dam. And therefore, once there's no me'ila post kapara, and who says you compare post kapara to before kapara, there's no me'ila either before kapara. That's the third source. Three sources, no me'ila dam. Again, first source is lechem, second source is lechaper. Third source is we compare before kapara to after kapara. And once it's not some mitzvah, say there's certainly no me'ila, and therefore before kapara also, there's no me'ila. What's this idea that once there's nasas kapara in the chadavish nasas mitzvah, I should say, and that once the mitzvah is completed, there's no me'ila? What's the concept? So Rashi explains that the idea is that once the mitzvah is completed, it's no longer katshe Hashem, because the part of it, the dedication, the designation, the Lashem was ready, was done, it was used, it was completed. And once it's no longer Kach Hashem, Mela, the Mela falls off. Rashi learns the Mela falls off, Mela, the Me'ila falls off Mela. You don't need a special drush. It's almost like logical. That's how Rashi seems to explain it. However, the Ritva explains a little more with the drush. The Ritva explains that it's based on Chatas Amesis. We know, we've spoken to that many times in this Masechta already, that there's five Chatayas Amesis. Chatas that what? That the Bailam died. Chatavad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Chatas Shavash Nasa, Chatas Shekipar Biachar. They found a different one, that you got a kapar with a different one, and then you found the original. All these cases, all these extra chatoises, really, essentially, they're extras, they go lemisa. But here's the point. The halacha is, b'chatas meses, we have a drush in the pasuk that once it's chatas meses, there's no longer me'ila. So we learn from there, says Ritva, that once something is not fit for mitzvah, once it's not fit for the mitzvah, in this case, the chatas go lemisa, there's no longer me'ila. Once it's not fit for the mitzvah, there's no me'ila. So mali, if it's not fit for the mitzvah because it became like puzzle for the mitzvah, or mali, if it's not fit because the mitzvah is already mekuyim, you already did the mitzvah. Either way, once the mitzvah is done, there's no me'ila. That's how the Ritva learns up this, the side of this idea of nasa mitzvah says no mila, a little different than Rashi. Rashi's learning to what was, the way it seems Rashi is more of a mitzias. Once there's no longer mitzvah to be done, mamela, the mila falls off. Ritz was learning from Chatas Amesis. Okay. Says the Gemara now, and this is the crux of this next discussion. Hare Chumas Dash, you're telling me that once the mitzvah is done, there's no mila. The Gemara is going to bring multiple cases where the mitzvah is completed, and yet there still is mila. Case number one. Hare Chumas Dash, what about Chumas Dash? Chumas Dash, of course, is every morning the Kohen we go and take a shovel of the ashes from the night from the Mizbeach, from the pyre, from the night before, and he put it down by the side of the Mizbeach. The halacha is, even if he puts it down, there's still Me'ila. The halacha is, it's Tohen Geniza. It needs to be buried. That means there's Me'ila, even if you did the mitzvah of taking the shovel of ashes and putting it in the ground near the ramp, near the Mizbeach, there still is an Isser, there still is a din of Me'ila. Why? It's Nasa Mitzvasa. Is the Haraya that even when somebody's Nasa Mitzvasa, there is Me'ila. As I affect the Gemara on this Klal of Rabbi Echon, answers the Gemara top of Samach Amar Aleph. Mishim David Chumas Adeshin, Ubig Dekuna, Shneik Suvam Bam Kechad, and here's the famous Klal, Kol Shneik Suvam Bam Kechad, Emelandin. Had it been just one pasuk, one case, Chumas Adeshin, where there's Me'ila even after the Mitzvah, you're right. You could learn from there to all over, even when the mitzvah is completed, there'd be Mi'ila just like by Tshuva Sedeshin. That's if that was the only singular case. But it's not the only case. We have another case where there's Mi'ila after the mitzvah is completed, namely, Bigdei Kohen Gadol. We've spoken about this also multiple times. The Kohen Gadol, Ayam Kippur, does Avaida, and the Pasuk says, after he finishes Avaida, V'anichem Sham, you should leave the Begadim there, you should bury them. They shouldn't be used by anyone else. Now, why is it to bury them? Why can't you just... The mitzvah is not mitzvah, so there shouldn't be a chiv to bury them. You're burying them because there's a problem of there's meila, there's an isser to benefit. Even though it's not a mitzvah, the mitzvah is completed with these begunim, there's still the meila. So we have a second case where the mitzvah is completed and still there's meila. What's the klal? When you have shnei ksuvim, habam kechad, two psukim coming to teach the same rule, the aim lamdin or aim lamedin, it doesn't teach out to elsewhere. It remains only here. And this is the basic idea. The idea is as follows. When the Torah wants to teach me something, for that should apply all over, it teaches it in one place, and from there we make a binyan off, and we say, just like the din's over here, logically, there's no reason not to apply it anywhere else that's similar, so you'd apply it all over. But if the terrorist teaches me the same din in two places, why two places? It could have just taught in one place, and we learn out everywhere, including the second place, from the first. The fact that I wrote in the second place seems to be the dafka of these two places, and nowhere else. That's the idea of shneik zu magachan, ein melamda. That's of course, Rashi's shot. Rashi elaborates more kedushin tachav dalad, and it's Rabbeinu Chanan over here, that they elaborate that had the Torah just wanted to teach it all over, it would have left it with the regular binyanav. The fact that I told in two places means it's coming to me in my mind and say dafka these two places. Okay, so we have two places we are. The Mirth answering now the question. Don't ask me from Shubha Sadesha and learn from there that even though it's Nasa Mitzvah, the mitzvah is completed, there's still Mi'ila, because I have another case, namely, Bigdei Kohen Gadol Kippur, where it's Nasa Mitzvah and there's still Mi'ila. Once I have two cases, it's Dafka those two. Everywhere else, Nasa Mitzvah will not have Mi'ila. Before we see the Mirth's next question on this, Taisha's top Taisha points out that there's a very similar Shaka Vataria in Mi'ila, Mesechus Mi'ila, where it talks about Nasa Mitzvasa and having Me'ila, and it brings Shubha Sadesha as a question, but then it brings as an answer not Bigdei Kohuna as the parallel, the second case for Shtei Ksuvim Makechad. It brings a very, look at the top Tosfos, a very third line. It brings Shubha Sadesha, Mishnah Shubha Sadesha, a very Sarah Mishtaleach. The Shubha Sadesha together with the a verm of the Sarah Mishtaleach, which are Asavana, even after you throw them over the mountain. So we're saying those two are Shtei Ksuvim Makechad. So over there, Me'ila, it doesn't use Bigdei Kohuna as the parallel to Shubha Sadesha. It uses a very Sarah Mishtaleach. And Tosfos says, but the Gemara does have some clear questions here, that because there's a machlekes whether the Evarim of the Sarah Mishtaleach are indeed Asar. Since there's a machlekes about that, therefore, it wasn't such a perfect pair up with Shubha Sadesha. The truth is, we'll read the next line of the Gemara right now, Bigdei Kohuna also is a machlekes. Says the Gemara, Hanicha, your answer from Bigdei Kohuna of Bigdei Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur is great. Hanicha l'Rabbanan to Ami V'nicham Sham Lamed Shidunik Niza. That's great according to Rabbanan, who say for V'nicham Sham, the Pasuk says V'nicham Sham, that teaches you you need to do Gniza, you need to bury the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. That means even though it's Nasa Mitzvah, you still got to bury it. Still Aser B'hana, still has Dinam Ila, beautiful. So that would be a second case. That's a second case to Shubha Sadesha, and therefore it's only there, Shubha Sadesha and Kohen Gadol, and nowhere else. But Elo Rav Deisa, the famous sheet of Rav Deisa, the Amar says that no, Bigdei Kohuna ruin the Kohen Hedyot. He says a Kohen Gadol cannot use these begadim again on another Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot could use it. He knows the begadim that a Kohen Gadol wore on one Yom Kippur cannot be worn again on a second Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot could wear these begadim. So all of a sudden, we have no case of Nasa Mitzvasa by Bigdei Kohuna that's still within Ila, because it's not considered Nasa Mitzvasa. It's not finished Nasa Mitzvasa. It's still fit to do Avaida. It's still fit for Kohen Hedyot to do Avaida, and therefore it's not Nasa Mitzvasa. So you don't have your second case. So back to the question, you have Shubha Sadesha alone as the singular case where it's Nasa Mitzvah, the mitzvah is complete and still there's Mi'ila. Learn from there that wherever the mitzvah is complete, there still is yes Mi'ila. And we're back to the original question, says the Gemara. Mishnah, by the way, before you get to the Gemara's answer, Rashi says an interesting line over here. Rashi says that the begadim of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur is fit for a Kohen Hedyot. And Rashi sticks in, and we know Bigdei Kohuna don't have Mi'ila because the Torah wasn't given to Malchei Asharis. The Torah was going to be a Kohen, meaning a Kohen is going to wear Bigdei Kohuna. He's going to wear it for a second too long. Could be ever Me'ila. It's impossible. He can't live that way. So it's by definition, it's Pasha. There's no Me'ila on regular Bigdei Kohuna because the Torah wasn't given to Malchei Asharis. So Rashi seems to be bringing in this interesting element to bring into the equation here, but the first one a little bothered. You don't need it. L'chari, the whole point was that the whole raya was that it was a Nasa Mitzvasa. The mitzvah is complete and still there's Me'ila. Rashi is pointing out that according to Rav Deisa, it's fit for Bigdei Kohen Eged. And there's no Me'ila anyway. You know, there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila because the Torah wasn't given to Malchei Asharis. The first one just bothered. They wonder why Rashi has to come onto that Nakuda. Just say simple. It's not called Nasa Mitzvah, so the mitzvah is not complete because the begadim is still in use. It's an error that they discuss on that Rashi. Okay, says the Gemara. So what's the answer? We have another case. This Gemara comes up again. These connections and these shteksuvim with egla rufa, with piktekuna, with trumas deshen, with evari. Sorry, Mishnah comes up a few places in Shas. But okay, the Gemara says, what's my shteksuvim magachan? I'm going to put together the egla rufa, where the halacha is, if the person dies, is found dead between two cities, found murdered between two cities, and and it's not closer to any particular city. They measure where cities closer to, and the zakenim from that city come and they say, "Yadenu l'shafcha dam hazeh, we didn't spill this blood," and they bring an egla, a calf down to by the Nachal Eisan over there, and they break its neck. Right, so the halacha is even after they break the neck of the egla rufa, so they fulfilled the mitzvah, they still have an iser to benefit from the egla, and you have to bury it in the ground. You can't benefit. So you have nasa mitzvah, so the mitzvah is complete, and yet there's still an iser and benefiting, iser meila. So we have another case. We have two cases now. Again, trumas deshen and egla rufa are two cases where nasa mitzvah, and there is still an iser meila. There's still an iser vana. So dafka those two cases. Once it's two cases, you can't learn out. So dafka those two, and nowhere else, everywhere else, nasa mitzvasa will be exempt from me'ila. Says Gemara, Mishum David Trumas Adashim, Egla Rufa, Shnei Ksuvim Magachan, because Trumas Adashim together with Egla Rufa are my two Ksuvim that come to teach me the same din. And whenever I have Chol Shnei Ksuvim Magachan, Eim Lamdin again, it will be Dafka there and nowhere else. There is actually a big lumdis in Achreinim. How do we keep saying Shnei Ksuvim Magachan, Eim Lamdin? How do we touch it up? Meaning, there's two ways to approach it. Is it the Pshat that when you have two Psukim teaching me the same din, I no longer have a license to make a binyanav? If I have a din in one place, I say, just like it applies here, it applies everywhere else until I have a reason to believe otherwise. When I have the din being taught in two places, I no longer have a license to teach it elsewhere. That's why I lost the license. But it doesn't mean it can't be elsewhere, it just means I no longer have a license. Or is it stronger than that? The fact that the Torah wrote in two places, it's not just aim, again, the word aim lambda means, I don't learn out to elsewhere from this. But not necessarily that I can't, I don't. Or is it, no, that I can't. Because the Torah is said in two places, it's like a miyat. It's as if the Torah is telling us, dafka here and nowhere else. Dafka in this place and this place. Because the Torah chose to spell it out in place A and place B, Torah is telling me, dafka A and B, nowhere else. So again, on the face of it, it doesn't seem to be so technically different, but there's a lumdisha chilik. Is it like a miyat that's dafka here, nowhere else, and you can't learn out to anywhere else? Or is it not so much a miyat, it's just you lost the ability because you no longer can make a binyan av. Okay, it's a shayla in the mefarshim in lamdas. Fine. Says the Gemara, we still have one more issue to tackle. And this comes up almost all the time when we discuss shteksu magachad, and very often the Gemara brings up this opinion, the shita, that holds that you still could learn out from two psukim. You know what you can learn out from? Maybe three psukim, but two psukim you can learn out from. Says the Gemara, hanich lamandamar, emilamden, according to the opinion, the shteksu magachad that you don't learn out from, great, you have a good answer. Because you have two psukim here, egla rufa, together with trumas deshen. Elamand amar, according to the opinion, melamden, according to the opinion, that even when the two psukim, you still can learn out. Michael, what are you going to say? L'charet shver, you still can learn out the din of nasa mitzvasa, and yet there's still me'ila from the combination from both egla rufa and trumas deshen, because even those two psukim, you still can learn out from there. So Tosfos right away says, I have an answer. Maybe that man amar who holds shneik sum v'gechen, melamdim, you still learn out from it. Also, maybe he subscribes to the Rabbanan Shita by Big Dekuna. That Big Dekuna have to be buried. So it's not, if they have to be buried, it's because even though it's Nasmat Svasai, still Usar, there's still Mila, which would come at the, now you have three Psukim. You have Big Dekuna, you have Chumas Desh and Evegrufa, and therefore even this man, Damul, Sheikh Sufim Abagachim Lamden, would agree that Shleishik Sufim Abagachim Aim Lamden. Tayyah says the Gemara could have given that answer. It would have been a very viable answer. The Gemara prefers not to, because the Gemara prefers to give an answer without restricting at the opinion who holds Sheikh Sufim Abagachim has to hold like the Rabbanan by Big Dekuna, by the Big Dekuna of the Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur. We don't want to have to bind those two shitas together, so therefore we'd rather come up with a different answer, which the Gemara does. Answers the Gemara, Shrei Miyutik Sivei. You're right, besides the two psukim, we also have two miyutim. And the Taisa right away points out, you don't need two. Look at the next Taisa, the third Taisa on the page. Taisa says, you don't need two miyutim. All you need was one. Once I have two ksuv mankachad, so even according to opinion, they can still learn out from it. If you have a miyut on top of that, that would be like a third pasuk that already would say, don't learn out from it. But okay, but the Maisa, we have two miyutim. What are the two miyutim? Trei miyutik siv, the samoy and harufa. The pasuk could have said by the trumas deshen, the sum eight samas beach. Yet it says the samoy put it. That's like a miyut. Dafkit. That's a miyut. There's a din over there that applies dafkit to this trumas deshen and not to something else, namely the din of the Isra of Mila. And furthermore, by egla harufa, it says ha egla ho harufa. The pasuk easily could have said ha egla harufa. What's ha egla ho harufa? What's the hay of harufa? Again, a miyut to say dafkit egla harufa has Isra'ana, even after you finish the mitzvah. Dafka, Trumas Hadeshen has Isra'ana, even if you finish the mitzvah. But elsewhere, we don't apply this idea. Elsewhere, there wouldn't be the Isra'ana once the mitzvah is completed. So again, so we're coming out now, we're sticking with a third answer. We got a little bit, I don't want to say distracted, but the Mer, we had some questions on the third answer, but we're sticking with the third answer, and the author of that third answer was Rabbi Yochanan, who said that what? That the reason why there's no Isra Dam, there's no Me'ila by Dam, the source of no Isra Me'ila by Dam, is because the Pasuk compares who? It compares the Dam Lufnei Kapara to Acha Kapara. Acha Kapara is Nasa Mitzvasa and there's no Me'ila. So to Lufnei Kapara, even before this week, before Kapara, there is no Me'ila because it's comparable to Acha Kapara. Ah, yes, the Kashi, we have other places where Nasa Mitzvasa has Me'ila. And it's Dafka, those two cases, Dafka, Trumas Hadeshen, and Egla Rufa, not anywhere else. So Agav, there is that Tesis that we just touched on. Tesis further, this discusses, it's really, not really so much necessarily Dafka here. It's really more of a Shas idea, where Tesis discusses, a question comes about through our Gemara, but the question is a general question. We have a concept that ain miyit acha miyit el rabbis. When I have a miyit followed by a miyit, it's a ribuy. A miyit acha miyit is a ribuy. And Tesis is basically bothered by a simple calculation. If the Torah tells me something once, I use binyanav, and I say it doesn't just apply over here, it applies all over. You tell me when you have a miyit, a single miyit, then it's mine, obviously. That makes sense. When you have a miyat after a miyat, then it's marba, it comes to include. So ask Taisvas, what's the pshat? Why would the Torah write a miyat after a miyat? A double miyat. To include something, just leave out both miyutim, and you would include it stamazai from whatever binyanav, from whatever source you have. You would just include it without the miyat achamiyat. You would include it, what's the maila? There seems to be like there's some extra maila of miyat achamiyat, as opposed to just including it straightforward, straight up, says Taisvas, a yisayid. That the maila of miyat achamiyat is that even if there's a little bit of a question against the ribuy, miyat achamiyat gives a power to make a ribuy which is stronger than maybe even a basic binyanav. A basic binyanav, you have to stop. If you want to look from a comparison, any question, shut down the comparison. When you have a miyat achamiyat, and we say in miyat achamiyat el rabbis, that creates a ribuy. And once there's a ribuy, even if there will be some small question, you still would have the license to make a ribuy. Interesting idea. It's really, again, it's more of a shas concept, more than just an ardaf, but interesting idea in the power of miyat achar miyat. Okay, says the Gemara further. So the Gemara asks the question, who needs three psukim to tell me dam does not meila? Now the truth is, the simple answer is, we don't. You don't have three psukim. You have three machlekes in the Tanayim, three different Tanayim, giving three different sources. We had Ulav was the first source, he said, from Lechem. Beir Shimon, the Beisadish of Shimon, was the second source from the Chaper. And Abeichon was the third source from who? From the word who? It's three different sources. So really, the Kash of the market have simply deflected the Kash and said, we don't have three sources. We have one source. It's just an argument what that source is. But Argamar takes for granted that all three sources, really, all three drushas are correct. There's a drusha of Lechem, a drusha of L'chaper, and a drush of who? Someone wants to know, what do we do all three of these drushes? Answers the Gemara. Chad l'mutim v'neiser. One comes to exclude the dam, and there's no din of neiser. The halacha is when something's left over, carbon's left over, past the time, it gets psul neiser, and if you eat it, if one eats it, one's chayv karis chalila. Okay. Chad l'mutim mila. One of the psukim is used to exclude mila, which is our topic, our sugya, of course. The chad, and the third one, the mutim mitumah, comes to exclude from the isra of tumah. If someone eats dam mitumah, normally if you eat a carbon of kachim mitumah, when it's tumah, the halacha is again the chayv karis. Over here by dam, we're going to say, the separate issue of eating dam. Anyway, but the din of kachim betuma wouldn't apply by dam, says the Gemara. But there's a fourth category that we didn't include. We used the three pesukim for three categories, excluding dam from neser, excluding dam from me'ila, and excluding dam from tumba. What about pigle? There's a din of pigle too. And pigle also is chayv karis, one who eats a carbon of pigle. Pigle is when the kohen has a mind during that vaida that he's going to eat the carbon or be maktir the evarim in the wrong time, in the wrong date. That's pigle, and there's a chayv karis on eating such a carbon. So what about eating the dam? Eating that dam, the chayra, would be included in karas unless you have some sort of meat. The Gemara says, no. Ava pigle tzarech l'mitei kura. Pigle did not need the meat. You know why? Because from the basic criteria of what constitutes pigle, what is subject to the din of pigle, I should say, but for the basic criteria of the Mishnah, it's clear dam is not included anyway. You don't need a separate positive maya. It says the Gemara, it's not because we learned to the Mishnah, because yesh l'matirin, bein l'adam, bein l'mizbeh, chayv l'am, b'shem pigle. Only something which has a matter, that something else is matter it. Something which something else permits it. So, for example, the busser of a carbon that the kohanim are going to eat, or the components of the carbon that are going to go on the mizbeach, they're only mutter to go on the mizbeach, only mutter for the kohanim to eat them until only after zrika. So, the zrika is matir the busser of the mizbeach. The zrika is matir the busser to kohanim. So, the halach is that busser is subject to meila. It's subject to pigle. That busser will be subject to pigle. But the dam the dam, that is not, it's not something which becomes mutter. It is the matir. It's matir of the stuff. Says the Gemara, the dam atzmei matir, the dam is the matir. Halachas pigel only applies to the dover which is niter, not to the dover hamatir. So pigel won't apply over here on the dam that we know. We don't need a separate pasuk behind it because we know from the kolam that pigel won't apply. It's interesting because Haguf, how do you know that? So obviously there's a different source for that because otherwise you back the question, you still need a pasuk to teach me this klal. It's very nice you're quoting a Mishnah. But what's the biblical source, right? So l'chore there is. I mean, I remember offhand what the source is in the fourth paragraph of the Zvachim. That's what the Gemara is. But in the Daf Mem Dal in Zvachim. But the Gemara, the Mishnayos over there, learned out the din. That's only by a matir that has been a pigle. Once we know that din, we don't need a meat over here. And there's no pigle by the dam because by definition, dam is excluded. You know what else is excluded based on this din that you need a matir? Rashi brings that kaimitz when you have a mincha. When you have a mincha, the kohen does a kmitza. He takes the three fingers full of flour and he puts it into kli, makes a kaddish, then makter on the mizbeach. That being makter, the kohen mizbeach is matir the rest of the flour, the rest of the bread, the shirayim to the kohen. So since the kohen is being matir the rest of the shirayim, it's being matir to the kohen. So the kohen is a matir again. No pigle on the kohen itself. There will be the pigle on the shirayim, but no pigle on the kohen itself. That's Rashi just brings another example of like dam. It's not just dam. It also relates to kohen. So the point is, it's nothing to do with a special drusha related to dam. The first three drushas, me'ila, tuma, neiser, were excluded by dam. We have psukim by dam, excluding dam. Here, there's a general exclusion on things that are matirim, they're excluded from pigel. Okay. One point that is worth mentioning, I mean, they're all worth mentioning. One point, one short point, on Big Day Kuna, that was saying it needs Gniza, the Big Day Kuna Kohen Gadol, after Yom Kippur, according to the Chachamim, that no one could use it, but it still has Kedusha, it still has Mila, it needs to be buried. Ask the Mishnah Melech, Bam Kasha. Why are you so busy that you have to bury it? Redeem it. What type of kedusha does it have? Kedusha, monetary kedusha. So redeem it. You could say no one's willing to spend the money. No one wants to make that donation. But you have people donating money to the hekdesh, to the mikdash all the time. You want to avoid the pitfall of the bidikuna carrying me'ila and having to bury it. Simple etzah. Just redeem it. Redeem it for money. The kedusha goes on to the money. It leaves the beged. It goes on to the money, and that will take care of the issue of meila. So why are we so busy with having to bury it? As I affect the Mishnah, they bring an answer from the Rishash. They bring an answer from the Rishash that he says, "Enechrami." Technically, it would be okay to redeem it. Technically, it would be okay. But since these begadim were so integral in the Avodah on Yom Kippur, since they were so integral, they're so involved in Kedusha, we don't want it to be redeemed and some used for mundane things, and therefore better to be buried. So it comes out that Enechami, on a technical level, it could have been redeemed. But since that's we don't want to do that, therefore the Adait says to bury it. Again, it's really based as a Pasuk, V'nichem Sham. A Pasuk V'nichem Sham. V'nichem Sham would just tell me that it retains the Kedusha, and therefore you'd have to bury it. If you'd be, this is what you have to learn from the Rishash, anything short of redeeming it would cause you to have to bury it. But it sounds like from the Psukim that there's a chiv to bury it, we're saying now that Enechami, the Mishnah Melech's question is strong, and technically you wouldn't have to bury it. It's just it's almost like the Eitzah of what to do in light of not redeeming it. Okay, says the more further. Says the Mishnah. Kol Ma'aseh Kippur Mo'ar Al Seder. Very big aside. The Avodah Yom Kippur, all of Yom Kippur, which was set Al Seder, we had prior Mishnayos describing already what the Kohen Gadol was doing throughout the day of Yom Kippur. We started with the par, Yishech the par, he goes to five Lufnim to the Kesher Kedoshim, he does the Hazayis to the par, he then goes out, brings the dam, puts it on top of the pillar, he then shechs the Sayer, and takes the dam of the Sayer, Kabbalah, goes inside the Kesher Kedoshim, and does Rikas towards the, in the Kesher Kedoshim, towards the Aron of Dam Asar. That stays a very specific order. In between, I left that actually. He also does chafina. In between that, he does chafina with the k'teris, the septic k'teris, to be ready to go to the final film. Okay. Says the Mishnah about this order, called Ma'aseh Kippur Ma'amur Al Seder, all the actions of the Kippur which were said in order, in Mikdam Ma'aseh Chaveirai Le'asiklum. If you went out of order, if the Kohen Gadol went out of order, he accomplished nothing. Meaning, we have a klal, let's remind ourselves. When it comes to kachim, if the Torah tells us something once, it's l'chatchila. Better to do it that way, but not requisite. When the Torah tells us twice, then it's requisite, then it's makiv. Where does it tell us twice by Yom Kippur? Because the pasuk says lashon of chukah. And we know, we've spoken in the past, certain lashonis also connote that the seder, that the avodah, that the specific instructions are makiv. And by Yom Kippur also we say it's makiv. So we're saying if it's out of order, it's no good. But look at the Mishnah's example. The big yisai comes out in the Mishnah's first example. Hiktim dam sar l'dam par. What if the dam of the sar, the dam of the goat, came before the dam par, which we know is out of order? You go back and do for the damasar after damapar. So big aside. The Kohen Gadol was supposed to do the par first and then the sar. He did the sar first, then the par. You know what he has to do? He doesn't have to start from scratch and do like a new application from the par and then from the sar. He doesn't have to start from scratch. The application he did from the par still is good. He just has to go repeat the application from the sar. So again, he started with sar and then did par. Wrong order, spread them opposite. All he has to do now to fix it is do damsar. Do another round damsar. It comes out that you have dampar, followed by damsar. That's good. And we'll just ignore the first zrikas of damsar that were done. You don't have to, we don't say that everything you did is no good. And you start from scratch. You start from whatever was done in theoretically, whatever was done, it could be used towards the proper order. You let it keep it and use it towards the proper order. Interesting. So again, the lesa klum is a strong lashon. The part that's out of order is lesa klum. But any part that can still be considered in order, you can still salvage. Okay. Says Mishnah further. What about a separate concern? What if the dam spilled? He had a kli of dam par. And the dam spilled before he got a chance to finish the matanas. So he was doing the matanas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Befinim over here doesn't mean the Hegel. Befinim over here means actually Lefnaiv Lefnaim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's in the middle of doing, he did one above, and he started doing the seven below. And in the middle, of the dam spilled, and he didn't finish the seven below. What's the halacha? Yavi damacher. He has to bring new blood. Has to bring new blood. Shechzenu par. Shechzenu par, and he brings new blood. V'yachse betchilim lefnim. And says, very important, says the Tanakam, this will be a point of contention, but says the Tanakam in the Mishnah, he starts from the beginning of that set. The Mishnah looks at the matanas and the mikdash on Yom Kippur as three sets. The set of dam that's going to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the one above and seven below, and you do both of the par and the sar, but each one is called, that's one complete set, and if it gets messed up anywhere in the middle, you start from the beginning of that set, you start again from the one and then the seven. The seven, the one above and seven below that are done on the pareches and the hegel, and then the Mishnah seems to lump together, I'll speak outside, we're going to read inside in a minute, the Mishnah seems to lump together all the matanas on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, the Mizbeach Hazav, the golden Mizbeach in the Hegel. In the Hegel, they have the golden Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Teres. We said yesterday, and the day before, we discussed that over there really was two more sets. There was a set of dam that the Kayan rubbed on the corners, and then there's a set of seven sprinklings that were done on top of the Mizbeach. It's really two separate sets, but the Mishnah seems to lump those together. That if the dam spills in the middle of any of these sets, you start from the beginning. Sounds like it spills in the middle of the seven Zrikas on top of the Mizbeach HaPrimi. You start from the beginning and redo all the corners. That's the simple reading of our Mishnah. Let's see it inside. Says the Mishnah again, if he was middle of the Zrika of the fire of Flim and the dam spilled, Yavi Damachav Yachas Betchil Befnim starts again from the whole process of the dam Shebefnim, the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chem Hechol, if the dam spilled out when the Kohen Gadol was in the middle of doing the Zrikas in the Hechol, the seven Zrikas on the Hechol Ber means by the Pareches, in the middle of those Zrikas by the Pareches. So the halacha is starts again, says the Mishnah. He brings V'chem Hechol. The halacha would be, you bring new blood and start from the beginning of the Hegel. V'chein b'mizbeach hazav. And simply by the matanas on the golden mizbeach, on the mizbeach haprimi, same story, if it's supposed to be, start again. Mishnah makes no distinction between the four corners and the seven hazayas. It seems to lump all 13 of those together. I'm calling it 13 because 4 plus, I'm not sure I got the 13, I meant I should say 11. 4 plus 7 is 11. The four corners plus the seven azayas, we seem to put it together. And if it's anywhere, any time in between all that, the dam spills, start from the beginning of the four. That is all the Tanakam who says, Shekulan kapara b'fratzman. The kapara, the zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is one kapara, the zrika, the precha is the second kapara, and the zrika in the Zerach Pnimi is a third kapara. That's Tanakam. However, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem and Aimer, and we'll see more about them tomorrow, in tomorrow's Afmet Shem, Rabbi Elazar b'Shem say, Ma makam shepasak m'shamu masvel. From where he stopped, he continues. So let's say, for example, the Kohen Gadol was in the middle of doing b'fnim, the five b'fnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He did one zrika above, he did three zrikas below, he has four more zrikas below, and the dam spilled. He goes and brings another par, does another shechita, brings the dam, goes to five of them, and he just finishes the last three zrikas. According to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, he does not have to start from the beginning of that whole set even. He starts, he picks up from wherever he left off, and he just continues. That is the shechita of Reb Shimon, not the Tanakama. We'll see more, it's based on a pasuk. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Says Gemara, Tanarabon. All the actions of a kippur that was said, all the avodas that was said in the seder, and make the ma'aser chaveri, if it's done out of order, there's a brisa which is really replicating the Mishnah and adding some color. If it's done out of order, less the klum, it's garnish katan, it's pasul. It's pasul, whatever was done out of order is pasul. Amar Rabbi Huda. So now we have that first line made of the Mishnah. Now we have elaboration of the brisa. Amar Rabbi Huda. Amasai, when do we say this? Bidvar manasim, bibigdig, lovan, bifnim. So Rebuda says, this that we learn out that in Kippur it's Makiv, and again I was using for these purposes the word Chukah, we're going to see other discussions about this right now, this that we learn out is Makiv, is Dafka, when it meets two criteria. It's got to be an Avoida that the Kohen Gadol only wears Beit Lavan on Yom Kippur, not an Avoida where he wears Big Day Zav, the 8 Begadim. It's got to be where he's wearing only the 4 Begadim, Big 11, number 1. And number 2, it's got to be an Avoida that's Dafka 5 of them. So essentially, according to Buda, only the seven, the Zrikas that are done, the five Lefnim, or only an Avoid like that, maybe the Keteris as well, only Avoid the Keteris, or these Avoidas of the Zrikas, the five Lefnim, only there, if there's a mess up in the order do we say the order is ma'akiv and the avodah is pasul. But elsewhere, outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, or when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the four begadim, right? He's wearing the shemayna begadim, he's wearing eight begadim, over there, lechatchila, you still follow the order, but if you didn't, but yeah, it's going to be okay, it's not ma'akiv, that is a read the shita. Reb Nechemiah argues and says no. He says, it doesn't make a difference if it's in the Kodesh Kedoshim or in the Heichal. Any Aveda that the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur, specifically with the four begadim, as opposed to the eight, we say the order is ma'akiv. Whether it's b'fnim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or whether it's in the Heichal, it's ma'akiv. He agrees there is a madrega of things that are b'diev going to be okay. What's that? That's things that are done b'chutz and in big day zav. The Kohen Gadol is wearing the shemayna begadim and is being done b'chutz. Over there we say that lechatchila is in order, but b'diev, if you don't, it doesn't follow the order, it's not makiv. But Nechemiah holds that any avodah being done with the four begadim, whether it's b'fnim in the Kodesh Kedoshim or whether it's only lefnim and heichel, either way, those are going to yes be makiv when he's only wearing four begadim. Okay. Amar Bechel says Shemek Echadarshu, the Machlaikis from Nechemiah and Yehuda, is both of them are based from the same pasuk. They both have the same source for their opinions. Then keep in mind that the Rabbi Yechon is the one that's saying the suggestion, because we will circle back to the question on Rabbi Yechon, Lishitasai, towards the end of the Gemara today. Amar Bechel, Shemek Echadarshu, both Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yehuda darshi the same pasuk as follows: V'haisa zeis lachem lechukas olam achas b'shana. The pasuk says this should be to you for zeis lachem lechukas olam. That's the word chukah referring to before. Chukas olam achas b'shana, once a year. Okay. Now the pasuk does say the word chukah, and it says once a year, which is telling you us that the order of this service once a year, the order of Yom Kippur is ma'akev chukah. However, here's the machlekes how we darshan, the top of Amabez. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Makam Shem Schaperim by Pamachas Peshana. It's referring to the place. The Pamachas Peshana refers to the place. What's the place? Kodesh Kedoshim. Only that place, which is used once a year, namely Kodesh Kedoshim, do we say that the order is Ma'akev. Legabe everything else, the order is not Ma'akev, it's Lechavchila, but it's not requisite if he goes out of order. Legabe anywhere else outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Rabbi Chaim Savar, Devarma Mischaperim by Pamachas Peshana. The types of procedures that are done once a year. So not just the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's referring to the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Kippur. Anything related that's specifically the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Kippur, which includes even things that are done in the Heichal. Even the Zrikas is doing on the Pareichas in the Heichal. He's doing on the Mizbeach HaPrimi in the Heichal, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He's still wearing only the four Begadim, Big Day Lovin. Those are things that are done unique. They're more specifically the unique to Yom Kippur still. And therefore, anything unique to Yom Kippur, says Rav Nechemiah, that also is going to be a din, that the order is Ma'akev, even if it's not in the five of them. Atu, Fekti Mahar Lechaira, Rav Nechemiah is a good taina. The Pasal's Lashon is Pamachas Peshona, once a year, right? It says, not Pamachas. The Pasal's Lashon was Achas Peshona, right? Lashon pasuk was lechukas olam. I'll read the whole pasuk. Vayisaz zeis lachem lechukas olam lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chateisam achas pashana. So it speaks about something that happens once a year. It doesn't speak about a place that you go once a year. Rabbi Yehuda took it a step further and said a place you go once a year, namely the five lefnim. And Rabbi Chaim says the simple reading of the pasuk that avodas that are done once a year, those are makiv the seder. Ask the Gemara Taka that it's much more mashma like Rabbi Nechemiah. For Eller Atar Yehuda makam ksiv. Does he have the word makam in the pasuk? Doesn't say anything about place. It talks about how often it's done, not about the place. So what does it mean when it says what Rabbi Yehuda holds dafk lefayv lefnim? Says the Gemara Elahein time Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiv Zeis Uksiv Achas. The Pasuk says the word Zeis, says the word Achas. Chad Lemiute, Big Day Lovim, Chutz. The Chad Lemiute, Big Day Zav. The Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is that the Pasuk says the word Zeis, and it says the word Achas. And we use one of these are to be Mayat, that things that are done in Big Day, we have two Miutim. So two Miutim say that we limit. Don't say everything done only on Yom Kippur once a year is Ma'akiv the Seder. It's Ma'akiv even B'dieved. It's going to be Ma'akiv? No. I'll tell you, Lechatchila, of course, you should do Ra'al Seder. What's Ma'akiv? Only things that are L'fayv L'fim. Why? Because even though it says Achas, I have two Miutim. One Miut is Zeis, one Miut is Achas, one Miut is Mamayit, the things that are done with the Big Day Lovim of B'chutz, that's excluded from this criteria of saying that it's Ma'akiv if it's not done in order, and Chad Limut Big Day Zav, and the other Pasuk is coming to exclude that B'gadim, that Avodah that's done in Big Day Zav, which is not unique to Yom Kippur, it's done all year round, those also are not going to be Ma'akiv. Okay. So Nechemiah, how is he going to argue back? And Nechemiah will say, you're right, there's two miutim there. Chad limute big day zav. I agree the big day zav are excluded. Any avodas the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur and big day zav is excluded from this din that if it's out of order, it's possible that will still be kosher, but the evet even out of order. What does he do with the second miut? Chad limute shirayim delam akvi. The second one comes to exclude the shirayim. The shirayim which are ma'akiv. The halacha is when you have leftover dam, shirayim, the remnant blood. What we said, we just said this. We had in yesterday's daf that we had 2 days ago's daf also. That where do you pour the leftover blood? So from the leftover dam, from the avodas of pnim, get poured. We spoke out. We had a machlekes between Rav Shem and Yichai and Bishmal, but they get poured. Either, let's just say, the dam, both from the pnim and from the chutz, without getting involved in the mechikas, get poured either on the hole in the western side, by the southwestern corner of the Mizbech Chitzen, or on the southern side, by the southwestern corner of the Mizbech Chitzen. It gets poured there. But that din of Shvicha Shirayim, pouring it to the side, we're saying now, it's not Makiv, says Rav Nechemia, that's the second Miyah, to tell me that if the Kohen Gadol messes up in the order of the Shvicha Shirayim, if it's messed up over there, we wouldn't say that's Makiv, that's not considered Avodah Makiv, and therefore that wouldn't pass. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, then no. What's it? Mechayr, it's a good taina. So if you need two psukim to exclude, one to exclude Big Day Zav, and one to exclude the Shvicha Shirayim, how does Rabbi Yehuda exclude the Big Day Zav and any avodas on b'chutz? Why didn't he learn like Rabbi Nechemia? Because he holds Shvicha Shirayim manvshach. If it's mamash and avoda, it's takim akiv. It should be akiv anything else. And elamai stam avoda doesn't need a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, imakvi, makvi, ilay makvi, lay makvi. Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, if it's makiv, then it's mamish makiv. And if it's not, meaning, if it's really essential, then it's one of the, it should be no different than any other avodah. Why would there be a miyat on this? And if it's not makiv, it doesn't need the miyat. Kidatanya, like we learned in Abaisa, the kilu mechaper's a kaidish. The Torah says, when he's finished being mechaper, the kaidish finished mechaper, being mechaper in the kaidish. What did we learn? What do we learn from this lesson of kila, finishing, and kaper, and kapara? We learn, Im kila, if the Kohen Gadol, he performed all the zrikas, all the application of the dam, then kila, he's considered to have completed. If he was mechaper properly, then he's kila, then he's done. Then lay kippa, lay kila. But if he didn't do kapar properly, if he didn't do all the azoyas properly, then he's not considered completed. Devar Rabbi Akiva. Read the pasuk a little differently. Why don't you say it this way? Im kila, that's a word of completion. Im kila, if you completed keeper, then there's a kapara. Im like keeper, which fits the words better, but kila mechaper. So Rabbi Kiva, if you just ask Rabbi Kiva, come out with, why don't you say it in the opposite direction, which, by the way, the Gemara is explaining in his first malach, he's not arguing in lumdis, he's just arguing in how to dash the pasuk. If your objective is, let's go that pshat for now. If your objective is to say that as long as you completed the avaida, then you get a kapara, so why don't you say the kila? When you completed the keeper, you get a kapara, not the way Rabbi Kiva says it, says the Gemara inside. If you were missing one of the matanas, let's look on. If he was missing one of the matanas, then it's going to be possible. It's not going to work. As long as any one of the matanas is missing, it will be possible. Okay. V'arminu, we ask, my benayu, is there machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? And we explained, Rabbi Yehuda, there's machlekes. We don't know who says what, but they said as follows. Chad Amar, Mashmar, Darshan, Sikh, Benayu. One said there's no machlekes, like what we said till now. There's no machlekes, just a way out of Darsh the Pasuk. But they both agree that all of the hazayas, all of the applications, all the zrikas are ma'akiv. You have to do them all in order to get the kapara. Chad Amar, no, there is a machlekes. You know what the machlekes is? Shirayim ma'akvi ik benayu. One says that there's a machlekes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, whether or not Shirayim is makiv, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Lishtasle, the way we just explained the prior Gemara, holds Shirayim is one of the matanis. If it's considered matanis, makiv, and the fact that it's the fact that it's the last, it's a Shirayim, doesn't make it any less requisite, and therefore imkila keeper, imlekila keeper. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Include Shirayim in your calculation. Without it, you won't get a kapara. And Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva holds that you could get a kapara even without the Shirayim. Shirayim is lechachila, but b'diav is not makiv. So says the Gemara now. 1 second, but now we have a problem. Could Rabbi Yechon be the author that says, according to Nechemia, that the dam is not makiv? Rabbi Yechon basically is holding that Nechemia subscribes, similar to, according to this most recent Gemara, the way we're saying in Rabbi Kiva as well, that the dam is not makiv. Since the dam is not makiv, it's not makiv in the Seder won't make a difference, because the Yel Shirayim is not makiv in general, it's memuyit for the Pasuk, the order won't be makiv either by the Shirayim, and Rabbi Yehuda's argument saying that it would be makiv. But could Rabbi Yechon say that in Rabbi Nechemia? Look what else Rabbi Yechon says in Rabbi Nechemia. From Rabbi Yechon and Tana Rabbi Nechemia kedivrei ha'emer Shirayim makvi. Rabbi Yechon elsewhere taught, Rabbi Yechon remember was the one that has his whole member to begin with, and Rabbi Yechon taught elsewhere that Rabbi Nechemia would hold that Shirayim is yes makiv. So how could that be? The Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Makiv Kasha. Gemara leaves it shver. We have conflicting reports from Rabbi Yechon in the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia. Does he hold Shirayim as Makiv or not? It seems to be two different reports that Rabbi Yechon said in Rabbi Nechemia. They seem to conflict with each other, and we leave it as a Kasha. Let's see a few more lines. I'll stop. Says Gemara, Amrab Chanina, Keteru Shechafna, back to the topic of going out of order. Keteru Shechafna, Kaidnu Shechdasa Shepar. What if the Kohen Gadol, he did the Chafina, he scooped up the Keterus before Shechit of the Par? It's out of order. He's supposed to do the Shechit of the Par first, and then the Chafina. He did the Chafina first, Leas of Leiklum, he's got to put it down, scoop it up again after the Shechit of the Par, because it's out of order. Come on, says Mahuza's like. Now the assumption is the Avaid of scooping up the Keteris was not, it wasn't, we know it wasn't done in the Kashuk Dashim. It was done outside the Kashuk Dashim. So if that's the case, it sounds like it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that only Avaydis in the Kashuk Dashim are, if they're out of order, are they Pasul B'dievet? Post facto, you'd say normally it's okay. But Rabbi Yehuda says not okay only when it's in the Kodesh Kedashim. This is not in the Kodesh Kedashim. Says Gemara, Kemad like Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't this clear? It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda. If you go like Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar ki k'siva chukah. Yos chukah is b'dvar menasim b'big day lovin. B'befinim b'dich siva. Chukah is dafka on things that are done in big day lovin, white begadim, and b'fnim in the Kodesh Kedashim. Scooping up the Keteris is not included in that, and therefore the chayrut shouldn't be. It should have been done in order the chachila, but once it wasn't, but yeah, it should be fine. The fact that we're saying it's no good, according to Reb Chanina, seems to be that he subscribes not like Reb Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, no. Afitem Reb Yehuda kiol gog ikon like Reb Yehuda. Big aside, tzayrich pnim kifnim dami, tzayrich pnim kifnim. Since you need the shchita, let's say the shchita has to be done for the par in order to be able to be the dam bifnim. So since the shechita of the par is required in order to be the dam efrim, so it's considered the shechita of the par is considered also like a vaydis prim, even though it itself the shechita is taking place outside, but it's like as if it's taking place inside because it's required for this rikas dam efrim, and therefore once you do the chafina out of order before the shechita, it's considered as if an avaydis prim is being done out of order, and therefore it's ma'akiv. Okay, one more says a question on this tanan. From our Mishnah, we said in our Mishnah, if he didn't finish the matanes shebefnim nishpach dam, he didn't finish the matanes shebefnim and the dam spilled out. Let's say the kohen gadol was doing the zrikas befnim in the kesher kedashim and the dam spilled. We said, what does he do? Yavi dam achi, goes back and shechts another par and brings new blood. But there's a problem. After he shechted the first par, he did chafina of the teiris. Then he went and took the dam befnim to do the zrika. Now the dam spilled. He has to bring a new par. If he brings a new par, does new shechita. This new shechita is coming after the chafina, after the scooping up of the keteris. It's out of order. Says the Gemara, Yavi dam acher, v'yachs v'yachs betchilu mafnim. He goes and brings new blood, he brings another animal, a new carbon, and shechts a new par, and he brings the dam from bifnim, and he brings the dam, and he completes the avoda. He starts again, I should say. We said the Mishnah from the avoda shem bifnim. The problem is he's starting again from the avoda shem bifnim. L'chaira is out of order now because it's coming after the chafina. Says the Gemara, top of V'misa, sorry, last word of the page. V'misa, the Mishnah should say, he has to do chafina again before he goes and does shechita. The Mishnah should point out that he needs to repeat the chafina. It says the Gemara, top of the page, and we'll stop at this. Pekteris like a mari. We weren't focused on Pekteris in our Mishnah. Meaning you're right. The Mishnah was focused just on the avodas adam. If the blood spilled, what do you do? Bring new dam. It wasn't focused on all the other ancillary effects that's going to have, included in that, is redoing the keteris. And Rami, the more simple answer is, and Rami, you would have to redo the chafinas keteris, but we didn't focus on it because that wasn't the focus of the Mishnah. That wasn't the focus point of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah didn't spell out for us, but that would be the case. We were focused just on dam. And if we didn't mention it, we'll pause over here. Have a one.